Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
Oh, my friend was sick in my bed this week.
Oh, why?
It was gross.
Just because for being in your bed?
We'd had a big night, but then I just literally nipped into the other room and all I heard was... Bleh.
Oh, right. Bleh. Oh, that's... You can stop. You're making me wet.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get chased by Anne Hegarty. We've got the Chases Anne Hegarty on the phone talking all about quiz shows. She's even going to go head-to-head with Lucy in an all-stir chase. She's the stir, not Lucy. Plus, we're talking quiz shows, obviously.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. Thank you so much for popping us in your ears, popping us on your Apple TV, really putting us anywhere that you want to listen to us. And thanks so much to listen to all the previous episodes. And if you haven't, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy's literally just a slurp of hot chocolate.
Yeah,
Lucy,
good.
How excited are you about this episode?
I am very excited, actually.
But I have sprung on you before we started.
I get to speak to the queen of quiz shows herself.
She is a queen. But the question is, Lucy, we know we're going to put you against doing. You're going to try and chase her down. You're going to do a quiz.
I'm not excited about that bit.
It's coming up a bit later. We just want to say...
Everyone's going to realise how... stupid I am when it comes to general knowledge.
I think they already know. I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is that I once dyed my hair jet black.
Nice.
No, it wasn't. I look like a goth. I look like an offspring of the Addams Family.
I think you should redo that again.
I thought about it, and then I thought to myself, I'd rather shave my head bald than dye it black again. And which, by the way, I want to clear, I'm not going to shave my head bald.
Oh, please do.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Like a little pea head.
Lucy, better than looking like I'm going to a funeral 365 days a year. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
A true fact about me, I will never go watching Justin Bieber again.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went watching Justin Bieber?
He was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
What as in what, why? Like, he just obviously why he's singing.
Well, he hardly knew. He's a good singer, but he hardly sung, hardly spoke to the audience, had a 20-minute break in between. And then basically when he did speak to us, told us all to shut up.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That is appalling.
He was not good.
I don't know how multi-millionaire...
Sorry to all the believers out there.
Well, exactly. And if you were a believer, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And I don't know how multi-millionaire Justin Bieber's going to cope with that. You're 60 quid once every four years.
I know, do you know what I mean? I know.
He's hashtag devilled.
I know. I think he might become bankrupt because of that.
I think actually he'll be homeless and that'll be your fault, Lucy.
Maybe.
Justin Bieber. If you see him on the street, drop him a pound. And we, of course, decided to do this episode because, well, a number of things. One of the TV shows that I particularly enjoy is ITV's The Chase. It is a quiz show. It's about a team of people trying to beat one of Britain's biggest quiz brains, right? But it made me think about all the just brilliant quiz shows that we've had previously. It's not on TV anymore, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I loved that one. I always thought I could do it and I could be a millionaire.
Yeah, that's the thing though, Lucy. Did you ever apply to get on it?
No, I didn't.
I bet you couldn't get past the fastest finger round.
Of course I could.
No, you couldn't.
Of course I could.
Chris Tarrant was an excellent host.
I would be a millionaire right now.
I mean, you know, when you watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I think it was aspirational. You thought to yourself, you know what?
It was inspirational.
No, it was aspirational. 15 questions. You thought, I'm between me and 15 questions, a million quid.
No.
Wasn't only like probably in the entire history of the show, like 10 millionaires or something like that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I think 10 people won the million.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot. No. It was awesome though when they did. I think I would have been one of those 10.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, Lucy, the controversy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as well, when the major had his wife in the audience and she was coughing at certain points during the show
oh,
to
yeah.
give him the. That was a big controversy when that came out.
What happened? went with that?
I think basically the one of the guys who was a contestant on the show, his wife was in the audience and she would cough at certain points throughout the questions to indicate the answers to the questions. And he won a millionaire.
So did he get stripped of his million
pounds? He also got stripped of his £1 million because they found him to be a fraud.
No way.
Although I think he had to backdate it because he spent the million.
Yeah, she could look on her phone and then
No, the phones are taken off him, but
Even
the audience, yeah. Mm. But it's the fact that if she knew the answer, she would cough at certain points. She obviously was very clever, his wife. Probably it would have just made sense to put her in the hot seat, really, to be honest.
I was going
to
say, yeah. Maybe she's camera shy.
Maybe she wasn't cough shy. She needs to sort that out and get some cough medicine. Lucy, name a TV quiz show that you absolutely adored, maybe as a kid growing up.
I'm not good with TV quiz shows.
Entire episode.
Did Bruce Forsyth?
Yes. Family Fortune. No, not Family
Fortune.
High or Low and all that.
I enjoyed that one. I just think Bruce is a living legend.
Play Your Cards Right.
Yeah.
Did you love Play Your Cards Right?
I did, yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I remember at my grandma's, we used to get a pack of cards. And my sister and I would always play Your Cards Right.
And who won?
It was always me. Because I would rig the deck beforehand. So I would know what order the cards were going to be going. I don't want to lose against my sister.
Well, she knows your secret now.
Well, yeah, it's too late. Sorry,
she
Chloe.
Basically won.
Yeah, she won every time. I won all those sweets off my grandma. My grandma thought I was just very clever.
You were robbing your grandma of sweets.
No, well, yeah.
You say this, and who wants to be a millionaire is a fraud. I think you're the fraud, Luke Marsden.
You know another great one, Blankety Blank, especially when Lily Savage used to host
Savage.
It. Yeah, that was great.
Blind Date was another good one.
That wasn't a quiz show, Lucy. That was a dating show.
But they were asking them quiz questions, weren't they?
Lucy, they were asking quiz questions about their life. That's like me saying to you, Lucy Hilton, what you're looking for in a man. That's not a quiz answer.
Well, you never know.
No, I'm putting away. You know the answer to that.
Answer.
No, I don't think that is it. Well, actually, yeah, that is very true because it's a very small scope. It's not general knowledge. We know that. You know, one of the best quiz shows out there as well, I thought, was Family Fortunes, especially when Les Dennis used to play it. I mean, he was brilliant, right? Didn't you just love us? You know, we surveyed 100 people and all that sort of stuff. It was fab.
I didn't watch that much.
Did you watch any TV as a child? Or even now? Do you watch any Weakest Link? You mentioned that you don't like Weakest Link.
No, I don't like Weakest Link. I think it's Anne Robinson. Maybe I didn't like
her. What, you don't like her face?
Presenter.
You don't like that wink?
I don't like the wink. I think she's too serious.
Or do you not like the fact that when she turned to the camera at the end and said, you were the Weakest Link, goodbye. She was talking to you, Lucy Hilton.
I think she was talking to me.
Why don't you name me the world's biggest quiz show? Now, the survey was done a few years ago on the top 10 world's biggest TV quiz shows. No, Pointless wasn't around back then.
Oh.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was named as the world's number one quiz show. It's a hit in 112 countries from Afghanistan to Siberia to Venezuela, making it the most popular TV quiz show in history.
Flipping heck.
I know, right? And apparently £17 million was given away on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in the UK.
That should have been given away to me.
And Deal or No Deal comes in at number two, Lucy, hosted by, of course, Noel Edmonds.
I've interviewed someone who won the jackpot on that.
Really?
Yeah,
what,
it was
the quarter
only
17, of a mil?
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's no skill involved in in Deal or No Deal. You just open boxes.
Oh, that's true.
No wonder it's been axed by Channel 4.
I don't know, maybe there's some logic to it.
Logic to opening a box?
I can't really remember it.
Go and open that door now and I'll tell you if there's any logic to opening that door. Total Wipeout. Now, I don't know if that class as a quiz show. I mean, they get 10 grand in the UK's version of it and 15 grand in the US, but it's just a lot of people faffing around on giant inflatables, isn't it?
It's
like an Anne Summers party, but in
Crystal
water.
Crystal Maze, that was a good one.
Now, Crystal Maze was a genius.
That was awesome.
Was it a quiz show or game show, Crystal Maze? Because they weren't asking questions.
Awesome.
It was. That was really, really good.
I suppose it's quiz because you had to use your mind for some of the tasks.
Something that's very big in the US, still big in the US, not as big in the UK, it's not on TV anymore, Wheel of Fortune. Oh... How good was the Wheel of Fortune?
Was that Vernon Kay?
No, that was John Leslie over here hosted it. Vernon Kay now hosts Family Fortunes. But
wasn't there some controversy around John Leslie?
Well, we can't talk about that, but they're getting sued. Google it if you want to know. Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old? Originated in 2007, called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader in the US.
I don't think you would have passed that.
I definitely don't think you would have passed it. Jeopardy, still big in the USA, and it's shown in 27 countries.
I've never heard of that one.
It's basically a quiz show where the contestants are given the answers and they have to work out the question.
Oh, Okay. Yeah, you definitely said it the wrong way around first time.
I love Michael.
You said that we're given the questions and you have to supply the answers.
Yeah, well, I've put that bit out. I love my country. Don't forget the lyrics and family fortunes are all in the top 10 quiz shows.
Oh, my God.
If you was coming up with a quiz show format...
I think you were a little TV nerd, weren't you, when you were slow?
I love quiz shows. I'm actually quite good at quiz shows.
Why have you never been on a quiz show?
Well, Big Brother wasn't really a quiz show. It was more of a game show, wasn't it?
What was it? There was one where you had to go in, like, couples. I can't remember.
Mr. and Mrs.
No.
You couldn't go on that, Lucy. You would need a mister.
It was a quiz show. No, but it wasn't that. It was like any couples. Like, my brother applied to go on with his flatmate, Mike. But fortunately, got to the last round of, like, auditions and they never got on.
So that's the thing, though. A lot of these shows these days
really
are screened.
Funny on it as well.
It would have been really good. You know what we need, though, Lucy? We need behind the scenes secret on one of the UK's biggest shows. Mm-hmm. It's even had a spin off in the US and now Australia. I think it's time we got chased by Anne Hegarty.
The chase is well and truly on, Lucy. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, the smartest woman we've ever had burn on this podcast. It is the governess, Anne Hegarty. Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Really
Hello.
Well. Anne, how are you?
Excellent.
Anne, do you get asked all the time, just in the middle of the street when people stop you at Tesco or whatever, random quiz questions? Are you sick of it?
Actually, that doesn't tend to happen much.
Really?
Yeah, I get stopped, but it's sort of like, oh my God, are you that lady off the telly? Oh, you're so clever. But they don't tend to ask me quiz questions.
Would you prefer that, do you think, if somebody came up to you and said, oh, Anne, what's the square root of whatever?
I certainly wouldn't want to be asked about square root. That's a question for Mark Labette, not me.
Anne, we've just been discussing before you got you on some favourite past quiz shows of yesteryear. The Chase obviously has not been, it's only been around for the past few years. So before this, obviously The Chase is probably your favourite now. Do you had a particular one a few years ago that you loved?
Do you mean one that's not on anymore?
Yeah, or even if it's still on?
I do have a particular fondness for University Challenge.
That's an ultimate one.
And I will confess, actually, I'm fond of Pointless.
Oh, really?
I am. I think it's a good show. I mean, obviously, when we're up against each other, I hope we win. but I do like Pointless. I actually told Alexander Armstrong a few years ago that I like Pointless.
What did he say?
He told me that he doesn't like watching himself on TV, so when it's on, he switches over and watches The Chase.
Do you watch yourself? Do you watch The Chase back?
Not all that much. Usually when it's on, instead of watching it, I'm generally on Twitter sort of trying to gauge what's actually going on. I don't particularly like watching myself.
Anne, how far... So tell us the process then, like, how far in advance is... Because you have to, obviously, the contestants themselves have to keep it a secret once they're filmed, and it's filmed, is it a few months in advance each episode?
It's generally a few months. We finished filming Series 10 in July. So Series 10 is what you're still seeing. We're going to start filming Series 11 next week, but most of it will be filmed next year.
Oh, wow. Now, obviously, The Chase is... I mean, if somebody were to ask you, like, who's no idea what you do or The Chase, how do you sum The Chase up?
It's very difficult because it's always more complicated to describe a game show than to have someone just watch it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the problem with
any
some of
game
the others.
Show at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you describe Deal or No Deal to somebody, one, it would sound ridiculous saying it. I mean, obviously the show itself isn't, it's not like a quiz show in a way, but I mean, so how would you sum up The Chase? It's a bunch of people trying to take down one person?
I say something like, it's a bunch of people trying to win money and our job is to stop them by playing better than them.
Yeah, I think that's Lucy, would you say that's an accurate description of The Chase?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's definitely
something. Have you ever had any contestants on where you just think, you've been up against them and you just think, oh, you are really stupid. You don't know any of these answers.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. But you tend to reckon, you know, they're all doing their best and you kind of at least hope that they have a fun day.
Yeah.
What's some of the most annoying points for you, Anne? When you're doing the show and you're up against somebody who maybe... Is it those people who take the lower offer and the minus offer just to get back onto the team? Does that irritate you or do you think fair play game playing?
Well, it irritates me in that obviously it's harder to catch them when they go low. And I do rather like catching them. And I just sort of simply warn them, you know, do stay off Twitter right now because people out there are not your friends.
It's true, though. I mean, that's how it works, right? If people, you know, how have you found your reaction when you're live tweeting during the show? Do you think has there been a poll of popular chasers? Would you class yourself? I mean, you're definitely one of our favourite chasers.
Yeah, people do seem to like me. I think it seems to me that you can probably go quite a long way just by being a good sport. And people, sometimes, you know, complete strangers tweet things about me and I'll just respond and make it clear that whatever they've just said, I'm not actually upset about. And they're generally so taken aback that quite often they follow me.
The haters are going to hate.
That's a way to get followers.
That's absolutely, yeah, you just have to be clever, Lucy, and then we can get... So I mean, like, you must get asked this a lot, but how do you get so clever? Is it, I mean, when I met you, we had a quick chat about it and you have to soak up a lot of your weakest subject. I remember you saying it's pop culture.
I'd say my weakest subject is sport.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying with that. I'm better at tennis than I am at any other sport.
Mm.
But I did an online quiz this morning and got a tennis question wrong, so yeah.
So I'd say Luke's weakest subject is also sport.
Yeah, physically and mentally. Anna, you woke up this morning. How many quizzes do you do a day to test the brain?
It depends. I mean, it's Saturday, so I woke up and went on an American website and looked at three quizzes there. I did two of them. The other one I left because it was just too difficult. I looked to see what I'd scored in a British online quiz yesterday. And I also went on Facebook because there's a friend of mine who posts quizzes every day and I wanted to see what I'd scored in the one yesterday. On a Monday and a Tuesday evening when I'm at home, I go out quizzing in two quiz leagues. There's the Bolton League on Monday night.
Oh, wow.
Where the Vixen and I are in the same team.
Oh, but that's a hard team to beat.
Well, we're actually lying second in the league at the moment.
Oh, really?
That's embarrassing, and that's not great. Who's beating you?
There's a very good team out there, which I must say, the last time we played, we actually beat them. But
oh, that's good.
They're beating everyone else.
Oh, that's annoying. But it gives me a little bit of hope for this quiz at the end of the
episode. So, you know, what do you do before the chase? Like, what do you do with all this knowledge? Obviously, you're putting it to good use now.
What do you do with all this knowledge?
What did I do?
Yeah, what did you do?
I used to be an academic proofreader,
which
involves reading a lot of really rather tedious books and just sort of acquiring information that just sticks in your head.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything with it. except,
you
know,
put it to good use.
Well, you know, sometimes I'd come across a fact in a book and I think, I know that's wrong, and I'd make that point to the author and say, can I change it? They were usually very grateful when I spotted stuff because it meant that they didn't come out looking like idiots.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be times when I say, look, if you don't change this, then the reviewers are going to pick up on it. So, you know, let's fix it now.
How did you come to get on the chase then?
It actually all happened very suddenly. In April 2009, I met somebody who told me that there's, what I'd never known before, there's a high-level quizzing circuit in the UK, and there are big national quizzes once a month. So beginning of May 2009, I went along to one of these quizzes. They were auditioning there. The BBC were auditioning for the second series of Are You an Egghead? I went on that. That was filmed at the end of May 2009, and I ended up coming third.
Wow.
And that,
wow,
sort of, that kind of put me on the map. I didn't realise that there is... It's quite a small, incestuous community, and months before it was filmed, everybody knew what was happening in Are You an Egghead? So beginning of June 2009, I went along to the World Championships.
This is the Quizzing World Championships.
That's right, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up being the second highest scoring woman in the world.
Oh, Lucy, this doesn't bode well for the end of this episode.
I can't remember the last time I did a quiz. This is
And one thing that happened there was I met Mark LeBert, who said, you want to know who I was and how come I'd just beaten him.
That wouldn't have gone down well with Mark.
No, well, Mark, you know, respects someone who actually can beat him.
Yeah.
And he said, I've just filmed this little pilot series, just 10 episodes of a show called The Chase, and you should watch it because it's going to be really good. And it was shown towards the end of June, still 2009, and I watched it and I thought, yes, that's good. And I remember thinking to myself, wouldn't it be cool to be a chaser? Yeah, what a cool job that would be.
Yeah, it would be.
Let's enjoy fantasising about that and then go back to my mundane life. And then early in July 2009, it's just 3 months after I met this woman who told me about the circuit, I was doing another of these quizzes, and the woman who runs the circuit said, did you see that show, The Chase? And I said, yes. She said, what do you think about being a chaser?
And I went, amazing.
And I went, yeah, that'd be good. So she said, well, let's wait and see if it gets picked up, and I'll put your name forward.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
In about October, I saw on the news that it had been renewed, and I contacted her and said, how do I get in touch? And she gave me an email address, and it just kind of went from there.
Oh, amazing.
I didn't learn I'd got it till the following January, because they didn't know how many new people they wanted or who they wanted, and there were four people in the frame, and I was one of them.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely phenomenal, Anne. I mean, so in terms of resort, before the internet, for example, it's much easier, I imagine, now to research whatever you need and learn and absorb it.
Yeah.
But before the internet, did you just read the encyclopedias every day?
Yes, quite a lot, to be perfectly honest. when you're a proofreader or an editor, you find yourself acquiring an awful lot of reference books. I mean, I can remember being in a local library and seeing that they were flogging off books, and they were flogging off a copy of Who's Who from a couple of years previously for something like £5. I don't know if you've ever seen Who's Who. It's an absolute brick of a book. It's absolutely huge, and it retails for about £1,000, probably more than that now.
Oh my God.
So I grabbed it and went to the desk. And the woman behind the desk said, oh, yeah, we've been wondering if anyone was going to buy that. You know, ha, ha, ha. How hilarious that somebody would want to buy that. But the thing is that most of the information in Who's Who stays current for a long time.
Yeah.
And I happened to be working on a government inquiry in the centre of town.
Oh, exciting.
Really?
At the time. So I went into work the following day, and I said, yeah, you'll never guess what I found in the library. And I told them. And they were terribly excited. And I said, well, as it happens, there was another one for sale, a couple of years older, for even less. One of my friends immediately said, right, could you grab that one for me, please? Because proofreaders understand it's a really, really useful thing to have.
There's
some librarians that don't understand it.
I take it it's completely redundant now the internet's around.
Pretty much. I would tend to use Wikipedia and Google.
It was a good investment at the time, though, Anne.
Yeah.
And listen, we want to test. I mean, to be honest, I actually know, Lucy, I'm a little bit worried for you.
I'm really worried for myself.
Anne has literally just said she was the second ranking... No, sorry, the world's best female?
Well, I was only the world's best in 2012. Not since then. I've been the world's second best at the World Championships.
That's dreadful, Anne. I mean, how could you fall so far?
I still think you're probably 5 million ahead of me. Billion, probably.
Try 50 million. So what we'll do is, Anne, just like The Chase, we are going to put Lucy first, and then she's going to see if... we're going to see if you can beat Lucy.
Let me admit before we even start, I'm terrible at general knowledge.
In that case, I'd brace yourself then. Right, Lucy, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got 1 minute on the clock, and you are going to answer these general knowledge questions.
Me first?
Yes, you're going first, and then we'll have Anne after you to see if Anne can beat you. Lucy, if you don't know an answer, you can pass. Just say pass if you don't know, and I'll move on to the next question. Lucy, are you ready?
Go.
On Luke and Lucy FM, The Chase is well and truly on. What is the zodiac symbol for Geminis?
Oh, is it a crab?
Wrong. The lotus is which country's national flower?
Pass.
It was India. Which South Coast English town was made a city as part of the celebrations for the new millennium? So which coastal town was made a city?
Cornwall.
Incorrect. Brighton. People's Car is literally the translation of what brand?
People's Car?
People's Car is the literal
translation.
Correct. Volkswagen.
Oh,
Gurlitt belongs to which flower family?
Flower?
Yes.
Pass.
The lily.
Really?
In the American acronym CIA, what do the letters stand for?
Central International Affiliation.
Wrong. Central Intelligence Agency. If Prince William takes the throne as King William, Roman numeral would be given. What Roman numeral would be given?
Fourth?
It's V. What is the total number of men who walked on the moon's surface? Time's
two.
Up. Time's up. It was 12. Well, Anne...
I got one!
You got one. So, I actually think this might be, you know, I could be wrong, Ewan, but this might be what you call a walk in the park. But I mean, Anne, has that ever happened before? Anybody else ever got one
really terrible
on the chase?
Like that.
Oh, we've had people get zero.
Really?
In their cash builder.
Yes. Yeah. See, I'm better than zero.
I've never seen that episode. So what happens in that instance if they get zero?
Well, if they are the first contestant up, or if there isn't anyone else through, we can't give them a lower offer because it would be a minus. And if nobody else got through, then if they won their final chase, they'd end up owing us money. So,
which ITV would love. I mean, let's be realistic.
We just give them a higher offer, and we expect them to take it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, Anne, I mean, to be honest, I still want to do a chase with you. Then, I mean, you might not beat Lucy. Maybe you might not get a single question correctly, Anne.
It's possible.
So let's get a minute on the clock.
Very doubtful, though.
Yeah, can I just ask a question?
Of course.
If I get a question wrong, does Lucy get to push me back?
Yes!
Yes, of course. We're trying to do the chase on a very low budget, so absolutely. Yes, let's do that then. So if you get a question wrong, Lucy does get to push you back. The current score for Lucy is, of course,
one.
So just to remind everybody who's listening right now. Right, OK, Anne, you've got 1 minute on the clock. Let's go. The leader of an orchestra plays which instrument?
The violin.
Correct. Which drinks company uses a bat as its registered trademark?
Bat? I don't know.
Okay, Lucy, over to you. Which drinks company uses a bat as its registered trademark? You should know this, Lucy. You like drinks.
Alcoholic drink, I'm guessing.
Yes, alcoholic drink.
Vodka?
No, it's correct. It's incorrect. It's Bacardi. Anne, Ansel Adams is a famous American who worked in what area of the arts?
Photography.
Correct. Anne, let's go over to you. Tablespoon is the equivalent of how many teaspoons?
Four.
Correct. What is the total number of men... Oh, sorry, I tried that one on Lucy. What is the legal drinking age limit for most of America?
What is the leading what?
Legal drinking age for most of America.
21, I think.
Correct. The Last Supper was painted by whom?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Correct. Syrup from raw sugar is known by what name?
Molasses.
Correct. And time is up. And I think it's safe to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And
I think you won that one.
I want to point out, it's not as if Anne got 5 questions right in a minute. I didn't pause the clock when I asked you, Lucy. So Anne got
about... noticed that.
So let's to be clear, Anne probably got 5 questions right in about 5 seconds. So I just want to say, Anne, I mean, the chase is over. Lucy, you've walked away with absolutely nothing. Your dignity is tarnished.
I think I'm going to have to start reading up on my...
Anne, have you got that book? If you could just post it to Lucy. Don't bill us for the postage, though, because you said it's a whopper of a book. Anne, before we let you go, have you got any advice for any budding quizzes out there, people who want to do better than Lucy and think they can take you on one day?
Just kind of keep your eyes and ears open. Be curious. When you come across something you don't know, make a note of it and look it up. And just read an awful lot. You don't have to read books, read the internet. I'm always reading, you know, long articles on the internet.
There we go. Anne Hegarty, the chase is over. Thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Thanks, Anne. It's lovely to speak to you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Lucy Hilton. I mean, you know
I've been exposed.
You know, on next...
That's terrible.
On the next episode, when we ask, what's a true fact about you? You can reply, I scored 1 against the world's best best quizzer in 2012.
That's quite a cool fact, though.
Yeah, that...
And at least I got 1. Come on.
Yeah, because that would have been terrible.
I'm really proud of myself.
Absolutely, Lucy. Maybe you should go back to school. That's all I'm saying, right? Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Thanks to Anne Hegarty for being on it. If you want to listen to all previous episodes...
We love Anne Hegarty.
We really do. Please do check them out. Luke and Lucy FM. Search it on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, I'm going to sign you up for the next series of The Chase.
I am going to swap my ass off then.
Yeah.
To go on. I'm going to beat Anne next time.
If Lucy revises between now and when she dies, she'll still never beat Anne Hegarty.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.